What up, though? Ledge here. Chill with me. Good morning, battle rap. Knick knack, patty whack. God is love, rev, run. No children left behind. Be safe. Be sweet and kind to each other. All of that good shit, man. The dope ain't broke. Go fix it. All that good shit. Look, URL, you really know how to fuck up a nigga's weekend, man. Come on, man. Come on.
I walk the Brooklyn to my feet hurt. Y'all niggas.
Y'all know how to really fuck up a nigga's weekend. You and Caffeine. Yes, I'm a partner at Caffeine. But I talk freely about mine. Cause I talk freely about mine, man. They know it's all love, but I gotta keep it real, man. I gotta keep it a buck. This shit crazy. So we got to talk about it, man. I ain't really got no other topic. I had, like, we, you know, Kings versus Queens 4. By the time you hear this, you are in the week of Kings versus Queens 4. That's what, you know, it's going to be a look ahead. I had some guests outside I wanted to bring on to kind of, but ain't nobody trying to hear all that shit. Nobody trying to get all down to the science and the breakdown, the matchups, and how this person could, you know, take over around, and if this person uses this approach, nobody gives a. They want to talk about all this bullshit, so we're gonna talk about it, man. It's gonna be a short show, though. If you think I'm about to have one segment for an hour long, you niggas is bugging. Y'all are bugging. So, here we go, man. Here we go, you niggas, man. Damn, you know what? All I wanted to do was enjoy the tournament. Michigan didn't make the tournament. That was already a bummer. You know what I'm saying? My barber moved, bro. Do you know how fucking devastating this weekend been? My barber no longer lives close by me, man. I might have to find a new barber. And you niggas pulling this shit. Do you know, dog? Do you know I almost cried when I seen that notification? Hey, dog. You know, to all my, you know, all my clients, I'm no longer at this shop. Catch me like 4,800,000 miles away. I almost cried, bro. And if you a real one, if you one of my fellas that's some real, and y'all know what a barber means, y'all wouldn't even judge me, dog. Y'all wouldn't even judge me, bro. Y'all would come and check on me, really. Y'all be like, yo, dog, you all right? If you can't relate to that, if you can't relate to how it feels to know that your barber just left, then first of all, you niggas got nappy hair. That's probably what that is. Your hair was nappy and it was never a major concern of yours to address to begin with. That's all right. I'm getting sidetracked. Sorry. So, over the weekend, it was released. It was leaked. Let's start there. It wasn't released or announced. It was leaked. I don't even know. I just seen the screenshot in a group chat. I don't even know who leaked it. But it was leaked that URL decided to throw on their channel on Caffeine that indeed Kings versus Queens 4 will be behind a Caffeine paywall. The total will be $25. So that's like $250 in Caffeine points or something like that. You got to buy gold. If you have a channel such as myself or just anyone, like you don't have to be a partner, but if you just actively on Caffeine and people been giving you props and things like that, you can turn some of those prop points into gold. Maybe you might have enough to already like reach that total of $50 in Caffeine gold. So you really don't have to come out of pocket per se, even though you could have cashed that out and just, you know, had some pocket money. But if you want to invest in the pay-per-view, you can do that with the transferring some of your prop points into gold. So it's $25. The event is Sunday. Again, it's not Saturday. It is not Saturday. It is Sunday. I believe 3 p.m. Eastern is the scheduled start time. I think I'm still doing the pre-show at 1 p.m. I don't know how many people will dice you on that attendance. That attendance took a big hit because of you niggas, man. I'm telling you that. Tell you that right now. I see my name on the upcoming schedule list. I see it. I thank you kindly, but I don't know, man. I don't know if it's coming, man. Yeah, so that was the news. And I think what's going on my timeline, which has been unbearable to say the least. I'm seeing vlogs. I don't even follow vloggers, dog. And it's in my recommended section. Like, I can't escape this shit. I'm getting calls. I'm getting texts. I'm getting DMs. I'm getting DMs on Twitter, DMs on Instagram, on Facebook Messenger. You niggas have ruined my weekend. Ruined it. I ain't got the answer, Sway. Got the answers for these niggas, man. So first things first, I'm not going to be one sided. Like, there's not one side to this, like all the blame, all they shit. And then, or like, it's just $25. There's no one. If you're on one side of this, you're wrong. I'm going to let you know that right now. I don't care if you're my friend, if you're a company person, if you're on one side of this, you're wrong. That's the realest, most obvious point here. If you're on one side of this, you're wrong. And here's why. So for any fan, and there's not many, that's one thing I want to address too. So you niggas like Loso and all you URL caffeine apologists, knock it off. Because even on my timeline, I rarely seen, if any, fan complain about the amount that is charged for the event. I don't think I seen it. You couldn't avoid it. I was trying to see who made the tournament on Twitter and things like that and get people's thoughts on sports. I couldn't avoid this shit, bro. And I thought I'd unfollowed a lot of you niggas, but somehow you niggas are creeping up in my algorithms and I hate it. Absolutely hate it. Stanky tweets. You niggas got stanky, musty tweets. I hate it. But somehow you niggas pop up my algorithm. And I never seen anybody say, like, dawg, $25. I didn't see that. So I don't know why the apologists for this keep trying to, like, force that, like, to make that look like an issue. Also, if you're charging, it would probably be a wise idea not to, like, shit on the fans and make them seem like they're broke and can't afford to buy your, like that reverse psychology shit is not, like, we're not, this isn't Saved by the Bell, nigga. You're not about to force Screech Powers to show, you know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't that. I guess you niggas ain't got $25 to get in a week. Like, and what the fans supposed to do, like, wait, you calling me broke, huh? I'ma show you. I'ma buy 8 pay-per-views. Like, that shit ain't gonna work. If y'all don't calm down with that shit, people just prioritize their money, whether it's $10, $15, $25 to different shit. So that goes into why this was a sloppy rollout. Because 9 to 5 casual fans or fans who just support but just was unaware that there was a fee prioritize their money, man. Some do it daily, some do it weekly, even if it's $1. Some people just prioritize their shit. So now you're asking people to, like, kind of just readjust on the fly. And it's sloppy. And it's sloppy because you niggas didn't plan on rolling that shit out yesterday, I don't believe. Or whenever it was. What was it? Saturday? Sunday? You niggas were... niggas was forced by the people to come out with, like, a trailer and shit. I don't know when you niggas were gonna roll that shit out. Like, the day before? Like, during the... don't tell me you niggas gonna wait. If y'all... hold on. Don't tell me you niggas gonna wait during the face-offs. I know y'all wouldn't go wait Friday during the face-offs. Nigga, if you would have waited during the face-offs on a Friday.
You fucking crazy, man. You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
Like, seriously. Like, that would have been awful. That would have been awful. So yeah, that's where my stance is. If you on one side of the fence on this, you're wrong. Because both sides are wrong. on the caffeine / URL side, particularly on the caffeine side. This payment, this isn't URL charging you guys. This is caffeine charging you. So I do want to take the onus off of URL only, like, for that. Like, this isn't URL charge. This is caffeine. Like, yo, we've been paying. First of all, oh man, I don't want to say this, but I gotta say it. For some of you battlers, they've been overpaying you guys. And I mean, like, the numbers I've been seeing, the numbers I've heard, I'm like, damn. They've been giving y'all some bread. Caffeine really been looking out for you guys. Then, so you couple that with paying the talent, money in marketing and editing and things like that, production, different studios that they use and things like that. Just the whole rollout of the URL product, they've invested a lot of money, and they've done it for, 3 years now? Hey, it's time to recoup. It's time to recoup. And that's why, to you low souls and Mike P's and all these other people, that's why the fans aren't stupid. The fans understand that. And the fans are okay with paying the 25. That's not the problem. But also, with the sloppy rollout, it's also like 25 and like a half hazardly bonus with the whole, you get the VOD for like a week, and then if you on the URL app when it drops, if you already got a subscription, you're absolved of that month, which is cool. And then something like, oh, you get a free month if you're a new subscriber to the app. Like, you're trying to tie it in, link it with the app. I get what you're trying to do. What I know is niggas want VOD forever. Like, I pay for something, I want the VOD forever. Like, I seen Shuni, like, with these terrible analogies, comparing this shit, like, to Disney and Netflix and Hulu and the concerts and shit like that. I'm like, these are some terrible analogies. Like, where did y'all learn how to debate? Like, who, y'all niggas need to start watching First Take or something. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, these are terrible analogies. But, Rap Grid has it set up, and I like how people are kind of like short-sighted, because they only using the Remy My card because it was $50 and $60 and things like that. But there was cards on Rap Grid before that were $25 and $30, and you still kept the VOD. So they're trying to like, yeah, you got the VOD forever for Chrome 23, but that was like $60. Like, nigga, Rap Grid been out forever. Everything, whether it was 15, 20, 25, whatever. What was Battle Academy's event that had like, what was Battle Academy's event that I ordered that had like, I think it was Bill Collector and Kayshawn. That was like $25. I still got the VOD. So like, don't try to like pigeonhole and like, no, watch the commentary, bro. These niggas are losing it. These niggas are losing it. I don't know who I'm more disappointed in. The fans who are like in the media who are overly outraged at the pricing and like trying to shit on URL and anybody who's trying to recoup money. Because in a business, right, that's the business model. Like, you got a product that you believe in, so you're going to run a trial run with a company that's willing to invest and see how it plays out. And if it works, we got to renegotiate terms, charges. That's like just the nature of business, even at a small scale. So you're talking about millions of dollars being put into something and being invested in. Of course, that has to change. So I don't know why people. So for those who are overly outraged, the very few that are overly outraged at the fee, like, paying for this type of quality is inevitable. So let me knock that little small percentage that the low souls and the Mike P's are harping on, because it's really a small percentage. Let's get them out the way, because I feel like they're hanging on to that little percentage of people that's complaining, like way too much. Let's move them to the side. Let's talk to the people who are really not concerned with the fee, because $25 for the talents of New Jersey Twerk, Charlie Clips, Tay Rock, Miss Hustle, Jazz, like that's reasonably fair. Again though, you want a little better communication. You would prefer that you not have it leak, because it just looks sneaky. It looks slick. Like, you threw that shit on like a graphic on your channel and was just like hoping people just willingly or just like casually glance by it and see it and be like, oh, wait, oh, a nigga screenshotted it and that shit went pretty viral on Twitter. I hate to use the term, but it did. And then it forced you. Now you niggas got to come and do some damage control. You know, you got, you know, media affiliates that y'all link up with. You got these niggas all over, been on Twitter 24. Go to bed. We'll talk about this shit tomorrow. Go to bed. I went back on Twitter at like 1 a.m. I'm still seeing people talk about this. Go to bed. Wake up. Have some oatmeal. Let me find out. Is media on retainer? Shit, I'm about to sign up. Where do we? URL, wait. Y'all signing more niggas? Hold up, man. Like, let's go to bed, man. Like, I'm just talking shit. I'm just talking shit, man. But anyway, my point is, like, look, it's serious business. I understand everybody involved. I understand URL want to do what's best for them because, you know, they put a lie into this, man. Smack came a long way from being a nigga shooting battles in like Harlem on a on a little RCA camera to now. And like I said, Caffeine done invested a lot of time, money, resources, and efforts to, like, you know, just be doing this shit for free. But I think the majority of the fans understand that. But my thing is this. The very first Caffeine event of this year is happening in March. I know you niggas knew that this was a plan going forward into this year at the top of the year. You had essentially 2.5-3 months to prepare your massive audience for this moment. So what was the wait? It's not like y'all woke up Saturday or Sunday and was like, hey, you know what, man? Let's just start charging niggas 25. He's like, yeah, let's put that out there. Where are we going? It's not like y'all just huddled up and agreed that day. So my thing is, when y'all signed the ink to this new contract, this new term, y'all should have had an agreement on what day, like, hey, January top, y'all could have made a formal announcement. You know, Beasley is one of the most well-spoken men in the culture. It wouldn't have been like, about time we reached this point, like the week of, everybody would have already been aware of what the deal is. Everybody would all been. See, I'm always about ripping the Band-Aid off early. You know why? Because you give fans time to decompress. So this is what happened. Even if you would have mentioned this 3 weeks ago, right? So you would have people making vlogs, complaining, all that good shit that just happened. You would have had them doing that 3-4 weeks ago. You know what happened by this time? People would decompress and be like, man, fuck, I'm gonna go ahead and buy it. Now it's so close to the date, you're gonna have people unnecessarily defiant in buying it just off of principle. And if your end goal is the dollar and to get people to buy, you're ruining that just off the merit of like principle and like good faith and doing solid business, and not like this looks sneaky, it looks shady, it looks like y'all was just going to wait until people pop up. This is what it looks like. I'm not saying this is what it is, but it looks like you guys are going to just wait and just hope niggas figure it out or make the announcement the day before and let the chips fall where they may. Well, that doesn't help you out. That doesn't help you out at all. Because people are going to fold their arms like, well, I ain't buying this shit. Y'all going to tell. Dog, that's like if we're going on a road trip and like, hey, yo, you're going to drive 2 hours. I'm going to drive 2 hours. And that's it. And you be like, oh, bet, just 2 hours? Cool. Yeah, I'll go with y'all. Yeah, we'll go pick so-and-so up. But then, like, the couple days before, hey, yo, Matt, hey, bro, it's going to be like a 10-hour drive. We're going to have you drive. Niggas going to be like, oh, hell no. Y'all just telling me this? Like, man, no, I ain't doing it. Like, you got to give people time to make up their minds, man. You got to give people time. And like I said, again, that whole, oh, you broke, you can't come up with this amount of money in a certain amount of days, you don't deserve to watch it. And like, that's just not going to help. Saying that doesn't help. All your affiliate niggas that's saying that too, y'all are not helping y'all, like y'all superiors either. Like y'all, calling niggas just superiors is crazy. I hate that term, but that's what it looks like. But no, it's not helping anything. Just stop. Stop shitting on fans. And you battle rap niggas. Woo. Y'all gonna have to treat y'all fans a lot better now. A lot better now. Oh, you done fucked up now. Oh, what's the bus driver said? Oh, wait a minute. You niggas done did it now. Yeah, you battle rappers who's behind. Y'all forever behind the paywall at URL, man. That's crazy. That's crazy. Well, hey, battle rappers, y'all gonna have to start creating some content on y'all own. Seriously. Seriously. Like, utilize y'all. Don't y'all got YouTubes and Instagrams? Like, what do y'all do on y'all socials besides, like, complain about fans and battle rappers? Like, what do y'all niggas do? Y'all better hope Emerson Kennedy, like, never leaves, like, the battle rap culture. Like, he giving y'all niggas shows. Like, y'all better hope he never leave, man. Emerson Kennedy might be top five most important people in the culture right now. Cause he's giving y'all platforms to like see if y'all got talent outside of battle rap. Cause y'all gonna need this nigga. Y'all gonna need this nigga, man. Y'all really gonna need this nigga, man. I ain't really think about that. And I don't even like this nigga like that. Even though I text him a lot for questions and advice. And just kind words and words of wisdom. I don't really like him. So it's an odd friendship we have. No, just never mind. But yeah, like you guys are... That gotta be tough, man. I seen something about Ace Amin was talking about, you know, we might lack visibility, but we're getting, you know, more money. And I'd rather take that trade off any day because I trust in myself to get the job done on the other side. Like, I'll do the groundwork for myself to get noticed outside of, you know, these paywalls. And that's, I like the confidence and I think he can. But the thing is, you know, you're trying to explain that to fans who kind of like fuck with all of y'all. You get what I'm saying? Ace? I don't think Ace listens to my show. But you're dealing with fans, like, so you're speaking for yourself, but we're more like, I wouldn't say concerned, but we would hope all of you could thrive outside of that, you know what I'm saying, that paywall like you can. And the thing is, quite frankly, other niggas can't do what you could do. Like, they might not have the personality to do other things as far as like TV shows and, you know what I'm saying, like that. So sometimes being visible as a battle rapper might help you, like a Shotgun Shug, for instance. Let's use Shug. I don't think Shug would be like, I don't know this, but I don't know how good of an actor he could be, right? But he had a hell of a year last year. If all of those shits with YouTube drops, it might just lean into like more of, you know, his music bag. He makes great music. Somebody might be like, yo, he got bars. Like, I don't know. Like, he might, you never know. Like a label, you just never know, bro. Like, you, YouTube is huge, man. You just don't know who's watching, who might gravitate towards a certain person, how that link up might work. You just want more and you just want to utilize all your resources that you can possibly use. I don't think like I said, I feel like Ace was he, and I don't think he said he was speaking for everybody. He was only speaking for himself. So I get that. I can invest in myself on the visibility side and the marketing, all that side. Give me this paper. I feel him. I get that. I'm looking more so because I'm here for battle rap. I want everybody to win, not just a few of y'all. So in terms of everybody winning, everybody ain't gonna win in this manner. But that's why I say, man, you can't be on one side of this and feel like you're right, because I understand that URL and Caffeine both have to make some money back. You're not investing thousands and thousands upon thousands and not recouping. Just be a little more transparent, a little better with communication. Don't make it looks because this look it looks sleazy. It looked nasty. It looked like y'all was dead ass not gonna tell anyone. And just yeah, that was bad. And then you had to come out with a rollout. And then. Like, it's bad. And then, I don't know if y'all niggas got into a group chat and got all your favorite, all the battle rappers that was super caping. Boy, them niggas better get booked. They better get booked. They better get booked. They better be king booker. They better get booked. They better get booked all year long for the job they doing. Nigga, I ain't a boy. Seen so many tweets, so many characters used in my life. Good Lord. Like that shit was wild, man. That was a wild, man. Y'all ruined my weekend, my barber gone, my teammate in the tournament. Y'all niggas really made this weekend miserable, man. I got a call in show. Ain't no telling what's gonna be said on this call in show Tuesday. Ain't no telling. But yeah, those are really my thoughts, man. 25 isn't a lot. The fans aren't saying this a lot. The fans aren't complaining about the price. They're complaining about the transparency, the lack of a long-term VOD, and what this means going forward. Those are the complaints. Also, it's $25 for Kings versus Queens 4. What is going to be the price for Summer Madness at Nome? Nobody is thinking about that. Hello? Hello? Y'all lost? Hello? Y'all there? Hold on. Niggas ain't think about that. Yo, 1-2, 1-2. Ain't nobody thinking about that, did y'all? Nobody asked that. See, I'm thinking, you got to be forward think. If this is the price for Kings versus Queens 4, really good card. Five battles? Solid. The fuck is going to be the price? What the hell is going to be the price for Summer Madness and Gnome? And if you're going to up the price for Summer Madness and Gnome, are people only going to be getting 7 days VOD for that too? It's a lot of questions. You got to find out. But yeah, man, it's terrible. It's terrible. Stop shitting on fans. Fans aren't, even if they are broke, you know, so broke people don't got, like, what does that mean? What are you trying to say? Because you can't say broke, y'all broke, but support. Like, what are y'all niggas doing? Like, y'all niggas are terrible. This is why battle rap don't get nowhere, man. Stop shitting on the fans. To some that are overly, like, media, who, like, in less than 10 seconds ran to their computers to vent, relax, let the details play out. Especially when everybody that's media is still going to cop, or they're going to find, even if you boo that, you're still going to watch. So it's like, it's not like, what are you outraged about? Like, you niggas still going to cop. You still going to do your recaps and things like that. So it's just a lot of wasted energy. Like, again, if your gripe isn't with the sloppy rollout or, in the lack of transparency leading into it, then you really ain't got no true gripe. Again, not have a long-term VOD, like, you can't keep this shit forever. That's fucked up. Other than that, man, it's $25 for a card, and I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to continue my pre-show. We'll see how that goes. We'll see if anybody shows up. And yeah, that's really that. But URL/caffeine got to do a better job with rolling out and being in community. Like I said, this is March. You guys knew about this shit. I know y'all knew about this shit sometime. Whenever y'all agreed on the new deal, that's like that following weekend, y'all should have made the announcement instead of giving us light work battles. Y'all should have fucked the light work. Here's some new work. Announcement starting March 19th. You know what I'm saying? And just do an official rollout. Like, let people know. Like, all of our cards, give us the official rollout of what the schedule for caffeine. Like, March 19th, Gnome, Summer Madness. This is, and you know, have each month, each card with the price for that particular event. And listen, you're never going to get nobody to complain, right? But you will get such a huge percentage. Like, cool. Now we know I'm about to get my affairs in order. This is how much for the, summer Gnome is like in June or July. Cool, bet. September, this is for Summer Madness. Cool, bet. Got my bread for that. Because some motherfuckers might just outright just cash out and pay all of that shit. So they ain't got to worry about that shit, you know, whenever that month arrives. Some, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people just might just say, fuck it. Cashing out. What, volume two? Cashing out. Bet. I'm all set for the year. I ain't got to worry about this shit. But you got to give people the opportunity. Give people the opportunity. Because some people need it. Like, you can't. So I don't know why. And why out of all the cultures, why do battle rap think they got the type of fan base that just got it like that? That's enough. Yeah. Hold on. Let's open up a bigger can of worms. Why do battle rappers, the leagues, and people who are high and sedity? Because you got. Why do y'all think the culture as a whole just got it like that? What do you? Because the number, it's not in the numbers. Like, the numbers don't show that. You just don't got it like that. What are you talking about? Battle rap community. Like, there's some people with some nice jobs. There's people. Niggas ain't. I don't know, man. I don't know. There's a lot of lies being told. A lot of hidden beliefs. Like, I don't know what's up with you niggas, man. But yeah, that's really my take, man. Is it was terrible to find out that way, this close to the date. Hopefully. Some people that just found out are able to cop still regardless, because it is a good card. It's a really good card on paper. It's a good card. URL caffeine. Y'all just better hope that now is pressure. It's pressure on the talent to deliver, because and that's another thing too. Y'all not thinking about the pressure y'all put on the talent on the card. Oh, we ain't even getting to that bag. Hold up, ain't nobody mentioned this. Nobody mentioned this on Twitter. Y'all did all that yapping. Y'all did all that caping. Y'all did all that, you know, fans did all that overly outrage. Nobody's thinking about the talent. You know how much pressure it is now on that talent to deliver? Don't y'all fuck around and have Charlie Clips in there freestyling for $25. Don't y'all have New Jersey Twerk choking and it was $25. Huh? Don't y'all have Tay Rock just calling Miss Hustle a bitch the whole round for $25? Y'all bet not. Because y'all going to get flamed. The culture going to flame you niggas. Like, flame. Like, you're going to flame. You go, it's going to be like this. Like, that's a fact. So the pressure is on the talent, man, to make this car worth it, to make everybody forget about what happened a week prior. So Clips, Jazz, Rock, Hustle. So who else is on this car? Suge, Shuni, you know what I'm saying? KCJ DNA. Yeah, coffee twerk. It's on y'all, man. It is on y'all. Y'all gotta do this. Y'all gotta make this work. So we'll see, man. That's my time. I talked way longer than I thought I was gonna talk. I thought it was gonna be about 15-20 minutes, but I started thinking about other shit that mattered, and I'm just like, yeah. But yeah, battle rappers, y'all ain't gotta do damage control, man. Let them, hey. Y'all ain't gotta do damage control. Like, y'all good. Like, y'all can sit back. Hey, you know what I'm saying? In fact, I ain't doing, like, they would have to give me, like, y'all want me to go out here and tweet for y'all? You know what I'm saying? Can I get a little love on a little deposit? give me a little deposit, man. If I ain't gonna be on Normal Server Madness, man, give me a little deposit for some damage control. Let me get, like, let me get something, man. I got this. I got all day today. Let me get something. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, nah, it's nasty work. I don't see how you can defend the rollout. But like, again, nobody cares about the price like that, man. And those that are, like, damn, I ain't, you know, I'm not judging those who are, like, complaining about the price, who's saying, damn, I need a little more time to muster up 25. But I don't know people's situation like that. And another thing about you battle rappers, like you niggas be having money, getting all these deposits and shit, and I still see niggas complaining about getting in certain places. Like, when y'all be going, y'all are league, when y'all go to the league's battles, I see y'all be complaining about the prices at the door, be trying to get discounts, getting in for free. Y'all niggas, man, hey, boy, don't let me, I'm going to save it for the Uncut series on the paywall coming up in May. Ooh, boy, I almost lifted a soul, no pun intended. But I'm out of here, man. Y'all be easy, man. Just we hopefully the car goes well, and we'll see. As always, keep it battle rap. Peace and love. I am out.